by faith we see the hand of God. Good morning and welcome to the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. You know what we do? We read the Bible. We discuss it. I'm Clint Davis. Thank you for getting your day started with us as we read God's Word. Tying our Bible reading this year, the podcast, to our Bible reading plan as a congregation, we're in Matthew chapter 8 this morning. Matthew chapter 8 is one of the best chapters in all of Matthew's gospel. There are five stories in Matthew chapter 8 and then one challenge that Jesus gives. And each of those five stories is an amazing miracle of God. Jesus heals a leper. Jesus heals the centurion's servant. Jesus heals Peter's mother-in-law. Jesus calms the storm, and then he cast out demons, two men with demons on the other side of the sea. I mean, it is a remarkable chapter demonstrating the power and the authority of God. Chapter 7 ends with Jesus' teaching with authority, and then chapter 8 is a demonstration of the authority that Jesus has over all this earth, over all things. It's an amazing chapter. I want to focus in this morning on two stories, one that happened between verse 14 and verse 22 of Matthew chapter 8. So here we go. And when Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she rose and began to serve him. That evening they brought to him many who were oppressed by demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah: he took our illnesses and bore our diseases. Now when Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to go to the other side of the sea. And a scribe came up to him and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another of the disciples said to him, "Lord, let me first go bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead." Now, that's a striking last statement and scenario and scene that we find here in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 22 in particular, as a disciple says, "Lord, let me go first bury my father." And Jesus says, "Hey, listen, follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead." We'll explain that in a moment. But I want to start back in verse 14. As Jesus goes into Peter's house, he sees his mother-in-law lying there sick with a fever. Jesus touches her hand. The fever leaves her immediately. She rose and began to serve him. I mean, this is a woman who had been sick for quite some time, and she had had a fever and some kind of illness, and she was completely restored. And you know that because she gets up and serves. It's not like the fever breaks and now she's got to build up her strength. It's all completely and totally restored in the moment. And that's what Jesus does. Jesus is a God of restoration. His healings are always a healing of restoration. They're not simply just, here, let me take away your disease. It is, let me take away your disease and let me restore perfect health to you, or good health to you, and let me restore you to the community. The story of the leper, the beginning of the chapter, is the same thing. He brings and restores the leper to the community, the centurion's servant. He restores the servant to the service of the centurion, the man the centurion loves greatly. And so mother-in-law restored to the family here, just a beautiful picture of restoration. The word spreads, and you know it's spreading, right? You better believe Matthew's telling the truth here. Word is spreading all over town that Jesus is doing all these amazing miracles and healing people and bringing people back to life and casting out demons and all this stuff. And man, they're starting to bring people in. Let me bring my, you know, anybody that's sick, you want to bring to Jesus, let Jesus touch them. Let Jesus have an interaction with them. Maybe he'll heal them as well. And Jesus is doing it. He's casting out demons with a word. He's healing those who are sick, and presumably with the word, again, speaking his authoritative word in their lives and bringing restoration. And this is all done to fulfill what the prophet Isaiah says. Now, when he sees this crowd gathering around him, he gives orders to go to the other side of the sea. He's like, let's get on out of here and take a little break. Let's step away from these people. These people are bearing down. Jesus needs to rest. He needs to take some time away. but also he's going to move on with his ministry. He can't do the ministry he's been called to do if he stays in one place all the time doing the one thing. And so Jesus is a ministry of going from place to place. It's itinerant, but it's moving around from place to place to bring the good news, because the New Testament is a go and tell, right? It's a go and tell. Go tell it on the mountain. It's a go and tell ministry philosophy. And so Jesus is going and telling. And a scribe comes to him and says, hey, listen, I'm going to go with you and I'll follow you wherever you go. And Jesus says something very striking here. Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. He's certainly speaking of the reality of his life. He's moving from place to place to place. So if you're going to follow me, you're not going to have the safety of a home. You're not going to have the safety of a nest, as it were. Right? You're going to go from place to place to place, but you're going to be with me. So in some senses, he's speaking of that physical reality, but he's also speaking of the fact that to be with Jesus means we don't have a home in this world, right? We don't have a home in this world. Our home is in heaven. Our home is awaiting us. We are pilgrims marching through, passing through on our way to eternity. And so we have to learn that we're going to follow Jesus and we're going to be with him wherever we go. And that brings us to that last point with the man who comes and says, I'll follow you, but let me go bury my dad. His dad's not dead. There's no indication his dad's dead at this moment. Let me go wait for my dad to die. Let me go rest in that security, get that inheritance, then I'll come follow you. And Jesus says, no, you follow me because that's the most important thing. Our relationship with Christ Jesus is the most important relationship in our lives. Are we going to follow him where he goes and leave the rest of the world to take care of itself? We're going to pursue Christ. We're going to love people. We're going to serve and glorify Christ in all that we do as we make our way to our heavenly home. And so that's a great challenge for you. It's a great challenge for me. It's a great challenge for all of us as we seek to follow Christ in this world. Follow me, he says, and make that the primary importance, primary point of your life. To follow me for your eternity is your home. You guys have a great day. God bless you. Follow Christ. I'll see you tomorrow.